Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake, and how may I help you today?
Yes, I feel like this has been a terrible mistake. And I gave out information on my visa thinking that I was going to be getting a gift from Home Depot. And what happened is, after I gave my information out, your company's name came up. And there was a bill for $59.89. I don't know how that happened, but I just wanted to make sure that you had canceled that for me, because I know Visa's telling me that I have to try and get in touch with you to find out if I can. That order or whatever it was, health book, was canceled. And I'm wondering if there's anyone who could tell me or knows what's going on, if you're aware of it.
All right, let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
02132.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Patricia Etling, E-T-L-I-N-G.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
48 Vermont Street, West Roxbury, Massachusetts.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you take a survey to try to win a Dyson Vacuum 11?
Yes.
All right, so this is what happened. Whenever you take the survey to win the Dyson Vacuum 11, it's to win through a sweepstakes entry. We don't charge you anything for shipping. But when you do that, they enroll you into what's called our Bites Hub meal planning app subscription, and it's $59.89. But now, if you didn't read those terms and conditions, that's probably why you didn't know about that charge.
Yes, and I'm wondering if you can just credit that. Because what happened is the charge went through on my Visa card.
Mm-hmm.
I notified them that I thought maybe I was scammed because there was nothing. Once I gave, they asked for shipping, free ship, there'd be shipping, but I'd have to pay the shipping. And what happened is after I gave my information, your information came up, your business. And I had absolutely no idea what was going on. There was no explanation on that take a survey. The survey was, after I took the survey, they said, you have a free gift coming to you. And I was to choose a free gift. And it happened to be a Shark floor cleaner, like an electric broom. So, you following me? Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm wondering, did you ever bill me that money? I mean, I don't know. Have I been billed? Have you billed Visa that amount of money, $58.99 plus the $6.95 shipping?
No, we don't bill you for shipping. It's their sweepstakes entry.
Yes, but what was the 58, the other amount?
It's for,
because when my card... Yes, go ahead.
It's for a Bites Hub meal planning app. It's basically for an app that you would download on your phone to basically like count your calories and different foods that you're eating.
Okay, but I never received anything. I did not order that. I had no idea how that happened. But I'm wondering, have you billed me for that?
That is
because
correct.
It came through.
Because
what's that?
When you put your information in, that is what you're signing up for, is to pay $59.89 for a bite tub.
No,
app.
But I didn't. I know, but I didn't agree to that at all. I didn't agree to that at all. That all came up after I gave my information.
That's because that's what's listed in the terms and conditions, and that's what you're agreeing to when you say that you're paying the shipping.
It
just
said
didn't read
you
it.
Have a free. Well, I'm sorry. I don't want it. I never received it. And I would like you to.
What are you saying you didn't receive?
Well, whatever this means, why am I paying $60 for something I don't even know what it is? $58.98 or whatever for a meal plan?
Mm-hmm. It's an app that you download. You're not going to receive anything.
Okay, I'm not going to receive anything, but you've got my money.
That is correct.
I didn't order. I did not order that.
You ordered that. You just didn't know that you did it because you didn't read the terms and conditions.
There weren't any terms and conditions. I thought I was dealing with Home Depot. It was a scam. You scammed me. You got me on with the survey. Win a free gift. Take the survey and see if you win. A flashing sign came up. You win. You win. Choose the gift. I chose the gift. Now it says all you have to pay is shipping and handling. There was absolutely no information telling me that I was going to be getting this app. All it said was some kind of a health food program. I knew this was a mistake. I called Visa because there was no information about your company. And then when I went back to see what the company was, the whole thing was smudged. My whole exchange email. There was nothing. What
not
transpired?
Sure.
What's that?
Everybody else pulls it up, and before you put your payment method in, the only thing you do is go to the terms and read it. It's there. So I'm not sure why you are the only person that doesn't see it.
But, well, I didn't. There were no terms.
The
terms
are there. Everybody
all.
Gets the same information.
No, I didn't have any terms. I would never have agreed to that.
I'm sorry.
A scam. And why would you go through Home Depot? Why would you use their website?
We don't use Home Depot.
I'm sorry. That's what it was. It said Home Depot. Would you take the survey?
Okay. Well, so that's what it came through. It is through them. It's a third party. It goes through different companies.
Oh, right. Well, it was Home Depot, and it was a scam, and I want my money back. I want you to credit. What's that?
All right, so the app focuses on how to boost your energy, sugar, and carb cravings. Would you like to try it at $20 a month?
No, I don't want anything from you. I don't have a problem with weight. I don't have a problem.
Okay.
You lied. You are dishonest. And you used the Home Depot website to get my information off my credit card. That's what you did. And that is terrible. It's wrong. And I'm going to fight this. I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to report you. This is not going to stop here. You may want to credit my account now before I really get going on this, because you're doing this to people. There was no rules and regulations. There was no contest. It was in black and white right there on the screen. I took your survey, Home Depot survey. I took a Home Depot survey. All I had, they said, oh, the survey, we picked you, you're a winner. Flashing winner came up on the screen. So I'm fighting this. You're not going to get away with this. I just want you to know that. And you're working for a company that's dishonest. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just listening to you, ma'am.
Well, you know, I think probably you really have nothing to do with the whole thing. That your job is to just take down the information. I understand that. I'm not talking about you personally. I'm talking about companies that go around the country scamming people.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I think it's wrong. It's dishonest. It's dishonest. Okay? I'm just telling you, it's dishonest, and you're working in a dishonest business. Goodbye.
Just one second, ma'am.
Okay.
You got to get your cancellation number.
My what number?
Your cancellation number, unless you want me to bill you every month.
What?
I say, would you like to get your cancellation number?
Give me your cancellation number, but I am going to call Visa, and I'm going to tell them this. Unbelievable.
You just was getting off the phone, so that's why I was wondering.
I want you to cancel this. I'm going back to Visa and tell them. I'm updating them because they told me to try and get in touch with you. What is the cancellation number, please?
One second. It's spinning here. All right. Your cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Yep.
The number is going to be 920.
920. Uh-huh.
706.
706.
284.
284. And could I have your name?
Yes, it's Laken. It's L-A.
Uh-huh.
K-E-N.
Okay.
And as a one-time courtesy, I did refund that charge for you.
So you're refunding the $58?
$59.89.
You're going to refund me?
Correct.
I will notify. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Lincoln, you're going to refund me what's the amount again, please?
$59.89.
Okay. All right. So, and the cancellation today is, I believe, is today the 7th of June. All right. Well, I'm just going to give that information to Visa because they directed me to call you and see if we could work this out. Okay. Thank you very much, Lathan.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thanks.